This is an ABC podcast.
I want to introduce you to TNG Global, probably better known to many of you as Turners and Growers. Across the Tasman, it's brought Australian consumers the popular Jazz and Envy apples, red kiwi fruit, gourmet ripened tomatoes, and now it says it wants a bigger slice of the berry category too. In 2014, with the backing of investment from its 70% shareholder, Germany's Baywa company, TNG rebranded and repositioned itself from a broker wholesaler type of business to New Zealand's largest exporter. I met up with the Executive General Manager, Andrew Keeney, who told me that innovation remains the key to giving consumers what they want, whether that means better tasting tomatoes or the ability to buy a blueberry all year round.
Historically, our industry has been a supply push industry, and we're really now focusing on trying to understand where the opportunities are in the market and creating that demand and becoming a demand pull business rather than a supply push. And through that, you know, obviously developer brands is very, very important in that, the development of IP, delivering products that the consumers enjoy eating, that have flavour, that are of good quality, that, you know, are ethically sourced or ethically produced, sustainably produced. So those are probably the biggest things that are sort of, I suppose, keeping us, I wouldn't say ahead of the game, but in the game. You know, we've got a long way to go as an organisation. You know, you mentioned Costa's, and they're certainly doing a great job here in Australia and looking now to export. I suppose the difference in our market is in New Zealand, only 4.8 million people in New Zealand. We produce a lot of food. The export markets are probably some of the most important markets that we have around the world.
Including here in Australia. What products are you sending across our shores, and what can we send back?
Look, we have a really good trading relationship with Australia. So we buy citrus, pears, winter vegetables. So there's quite a good trade between New Zealand and Australia. At the moment, we're exporting our Orchard Road gold and red kiwi fruit to Australia. We're exporting blueberries to Australia. So, you know, there's a good trans-Tasman exchange of products happening at the moment. And I think Australia is one of New Zealand's biggest trading partners when it comes to horticultural products.
So consumers can look forward to tomatoes tasting like tomatoes again, because that is obviously something that comes up, that the bigger the production gets, the less the product actually tastes good.
All of the tomato producers are looking for tomatoes that are going to deliver flavour. As an industry, and we were talking about it earlier this morning, as an industry, maybe up until sort of 10 years ago, a lot of the breeding programs were designed around yield and shelf life and less about flavour. Now the number one criteria, for certainly for TNG in terms of when we're choosing our variety, is do these have flavour and do they eat like a tomato should? And I think as a result of that, we've seen significant growth in the category.
You're hearing On the Country Hour today from Andrew Kearney, the Executive Manager for TNG Global in New Zealand, one of the country's largest exporters of horticultural produce. You mentioned blueberries. Now this is a market TNG Global has become increasingly interested in, particularly developing something that will suit our Australian conditions and consumers. What particularly have you been setting out to achieve there?
We think there's plenty of opportunity to really develop not just the blueberry category, but actually berry fruit category as a whole category. So that's strawberries, raspberries, blackberries and blueberries. You know, increasingly the consumers are looking for better tasting varieties, and they're also looking for extended seasonality. So with some of the breeding practices and programs that are happening around the world, we're now starting to be able to provide these products to consumers for 9, 10, 12 months of the year. So ideally that's what we're looking to do, is find those breeding programs that will give us varieties that we can grow in different areas where we historically haven't grown them in the past.
The Costa Group might say that they've already got it sewn up here in Australia. They're producing blueberries 52 weeks of the year, just about, or certainly all year round. Is there room for more?
Look, I think there's room for more. I mean, if you look at the growth, as I said, berry fruit is the fastest growing category that we currently have. And there's still a lot of unmet demand, not only just here in Australia, but also in other parts of the world. So Australia is one of the markets that we operate in, but it's not the only market that we operate in. Historically, certainly in New Zealand, the berry fruit category is very much underdeveloped. We have strawberries for sort of 4 months of the year locally grown, and then we have a gap, and we have a combination of Californian and Australian strawberries coming in. Blueberries, we're getting to 12 months of the year, but only in very, very small volumes, not enough to meet the consumer demand. So we see there's still plenty of opportunity in the berry fruit category.
You're hearing from Andrew Keeney from the T&G Global Group based in Auckland, New Zealand, with me at the Horticultural Connections Conference in Brisbane. Andrew Keeney, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about another high-growth commodity, the commodity of the moment, avocados. How is the avocado market playing out and production in New Zealand?
It's probably, again, one of the categories where there's a significant amount of investment going into increasing our production capabilities out of New Zealand. You know, in the last 3 or 4 years, there's been a number of significant plantings, and they're still continuing today. They're a great product. There's a health benefits, and you know, I mean, there's people used to say 10 or 15 years ago, you know, when is it going to stop? When is this growth in the avocado category going to stop? But it just continues to grow. And I think more people are getting used to eating them. The retailers are doing a much better job today than what they were even 5 years ago of actually delivering a ripe and ready piece of fruit for the consumer to enjoy immediately. And I think that's really driven growth in the category. And of course, there's other markets opening up around the world. New Zealand have got some trial shipments going to China this year for the first time. So again, you know, there's more and more markets opening up. So it's certainly, it's the boom category in New Zealand at the moment.
And certainly in Australia, production is tipped to double, I think, in the next 7 years on the back of what has already been phenomenal growth. Is there more potential for Australian avocados to end up in New Zealand supermarket shelves in the way that your avocados end up in ours at times of peak shortages in our supply?
There's no pathway at this stage for Australian avocados to come into New Zealand. You're slightly earlier than New Zealand production. We have bought them in the past. There is a process called a cold treatment process. They have to stay in a cool store for 2 weeks and stay at a certain temperature. But our production now is getting earlier and earlier. So that window between when your new season avocados start here in Australia and our start is now really only about 3 or 4 days. So, you know, I mean, if there were shortages, we'd certainly, and we have done, and we have imported avocados from Australia in the past. But I think there's more demand here in Australia than potentially there would be in New Zealand.
Doesn't sound as though the Kiwis are knocking down the door wanting to take more Australian avocados, does it, from that comment there by the Executive General Manager for T&G Global in New Zealand, Andrew Keeney. And he was giving us some insights there as to what it takes to be New Zealand's largest exporter of horticultural produce and also the biggest tomato producer. Their operation there involves something like 28 hectares of covered crops under greenhouse. I had the opportunity to, had the opportunity to visit one of their Auckland packing houses while there as part of the Access New Zealand conference recently. And it was a fascinating insight to the way of the future. And just by the by, you know, you would have heard that I was catching up with Andrew Keeney there at the Hort Connections conference. And later that day, in fact, I think it was that night, T&G took out Marketer of the Year in the AusVeg annual awards for its low tato, not potato, low tato campaign promoting its low GI potatoes.